Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Shkalim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. I'm sure you've seen sometimes, maybe even in the kitchen of your own school, there are two doors. One says in, the other says out. And of course, you know on a road, there's a yellow line, sometimes a double yellow line, to separate traffic going in one direction from the traffic going in a different direction. On a major highway, there's even a wide strip of grass, or sometimes a barrier that's built. It depends how important it is to keep things going in different directions separate from each other. Well, in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, there were two ways going down to a mikveh. One was for the people going down or carrying kelim that are tamei, going down to be toiveled, and the other was for the people coming up. We wanted two paths to make sure I shouldn't go through the bother, let's say, of toiveling my keli on the way back up. I clank into something that's tamei, and then I have to do it all over again. Memeila zok the Mishnah, kala kelim, all the kelim on Yitzoyim Bir Yishalayim that are found in Yishalayim, derech yirida on the way, going down lebeis atfila to the mikveh, tameyin. It must have fallen from someone who's bringing it to be toiveled, to be immersed in the mikveh. Derech ali, if it was found on the road on the way up, tahirin it is tahar. And the Mishnah explains, shaloi bederech yiridasan, because it's not the same way that they went down, aliyasan, which is how they came up. There were two distinct paths. Divi Rav Meir zehalt Rav Meir. Okay, so what Rav Meir is telling us is relatively simple. Being that there were two very distinct paths, there must have been a big arrow, way down to mikveh, way up to mikveh. So a keli that's found on the way down is probably tamei. A keli that's found on the way up was dropped by someone who had just toiveled it in the mikveh. There is another pshat that derech does not mean a road. Derech means in a certain way. Generally, when a person puts down a keli before he toivels it, he puts it down face up. Once he toivels it, he puts it down upside down, so the water should drip out. According to the Rambam and the Meiri, that's what the Mishnah means. If it's found derech yirida in such a way that probably he was on his way down to the mikveh because it was face up, it must mean, not that the person dropped it, but he must have put it down for a minute. And the keli before tefillah, when you put it down face up. And if it was found face down, it must be that he put it down after he already came from the mikveh. Maybe he had a bunch of kelim, he put it down to organize himself, and he forgot one. And that's why we assume that it's tar. So whether derech means a road, or derech means a mannerism, Rabbi Meir holds, derech yirida is tamei, derech aliyah is tar. Rabbi Yossi says, kulam tahar, all kelim are assumed to be tar, even those found on the path going down. Because enechanami, there is a gzeira on Suffolk kelim. We have to assume it's tamei unless you know it's tahar. But in Yerushalayim, they never made that gzeira. And therefore, unless you know it's tamei, we don't have to be a detective and try to figure out where the person was going. On the way to the mikveh, from the mikveh, he put it down this way, he put it down that way. Unless you know it's tamei, we assume it's tahar. That's in regard to all kelim in Yerushalayim, as they held Rabbi Yossi. Now, there are exceptions. There are certain kelim where it's almost for sure that you're tamei. There was a certain type of basket and a shovel and a spade that was reserved for grave sites. There were times that the Chevra Kaddish had a very unpleasant task. They would have to gather together the bones of Mesim and they were scattered. Or sometimes even break the bones so that they fit into a special basket to take it from place to place. So obviously, says Rabbi Yossi, when I say kulon tahirin, chutz, except, this rule applies to all kelim except min hasau, for this basket, v'hamagreifa, the shovel that was used to gather together the bones of Mason when they were scattered, v'hamiritza, that was like a spade they would use to break the bones and put them into the basket, hamyuchadin, that are singled out likvaras, for work, by a caver. Obviously, these are tameh. The rule that stam kelim atar won't apply to these. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Meir, all kelim found in Yerushalayim on the way down to the mikvah are tamei, on the way up are tahar. Because the people have two ways of going up or down. According to the Rambam Pshat in the Mishnah is, people have different ways of putting down a keli before tefillah and afterwards. Rabbi Yossi says, all kelim found in Yerushalayim are tahor. Anywhere else, Taker, there's a gzeira on Safik kelim. In Yerushalayim, they never made the gzeira. Except if it's obvious this is used for things that are going to make them tamei meis, like the basket or the shovel or the spade that was used by kfarim.